Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, I'm Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomers who are embracing life as we grow older. But if we're honest with ourselves, we know that embracing life can sometimes have its challenges as we age, and that's where today's guest is going to be especially helpful. David LeRae is the founder and executive director of United We Age. Over the years, David has enjoyed a highly successful career as a recognized economics expert in both the financial services and the real estate industries. But a major challenge in his own life brought about a shift in his focus. Now David's passion lies in supporting senior citizens and helping us to live active, fulfilling, and personally rewarding lives. To these ends, David has just come out with a book which each of us boomers really should have on our nightstand. Believe me, I've read it, and I'm saying this from personal experience. It's called The Power of Positive Aging, and David's joining us today to share all about it. I'm thrilled to have you on the show. So welcome, David.
Thank you so much. Appreciate having me on the show.
Well, let's start out. We're going to get right down and dirty here, David, because I mentioned in the intro that you actually had a life challenge of your own that kind of shifted your focus and ultimately led to writing the book. So if you don't mind getting personal right off from the start, will you tell us a little bit about what you went through and what led to this fabulous book, The Power of Positive Aging?
I was diagnosed, this was 4 years ago, with stage 3 esophageal cancer. It was a shock, obviously, and you just don't know how you're going to react and behave emotionally when you get some diagnosis like that. My treatment was very, very difficult with chemotherapy, radiation, then an 8-hour surgery, cutting out half my esophagus and half my stomach and reattaching it. I had a lot of post-operative difficulties. I had to live off a feeding tube for over a year. My stomach wasn't working. So I went through a great deal. And I recall my doctor saying, you know, maybe you should see a psychiatrist so you can, you know, cope with what this post-world surgery world is doing to you. And I took another route. I said, no, I don't need a psychiatrist. I need to go on a journey of discovery, and I need to find out how to cope with a life-threatening disease and a change in my life. My lifestyle has changed forever. And that's how I discovered all the different notions that helps people stay positive when they're faced with life-threatening disease or with aging, physical and mental decline as they grow old. And that's how I came across positive aging. I remember leaving the doctor's office, and the nurse, you know, the doctor was so threatening to me in terms of, you know, I don't know if you're going to make it through this surgery, but we'll do the best we can. And the nurse just looked at me and she said, look, if you survive this cancer was just an inconvenience. And that changed my outlook forever on not just life-threatening disease, but aging, because, you know, the journey now is not just facing cancer, it's facing aging, growing old, because all of us inevitably are going to face physical and mental decline as we age. We can't escape from that. And I've discovered a way to stay positive, keep a positive mindset as we age and grow old. And you find out that, boy, you really appreciate life to the fullest, and life can be very joyful in your senior years if you can practice positive aging.
Absolutely. And David, I want to say too, you'd mentioned the inconveniences. The subtitle of the book is Successfully Coping with the Inconveniences of Aging. I thought that was just, brilliant, because, inconveniences is an interesting word. You get the idea of the meaning behind it, but it's not the, drama and all this. You're just saying there's a lot that depends on our attitude and how we look at things.
Yeah, it's all attitude. I have something I call the four A's, and attitude is one of those four A's. Adapting to your changes, appreciating your life, accepting what's happening to you, and the most important A is attitude. You have to have the right attitude, especially living in a forever young society where people value youth versus age, old, and you got to have that attitude of, hey, I'm a baby boomer, I'm aging, and I love it.
And, that is for our generation especially, and I'm older than you are, so I'm one of the really snotty ones that used to go, don't trust anyone over 30. That
That's
has
right.
turned around to bite my bottom more than once. But we of any generation. But, hey, we also continually reinvent ourselves with our flower power and all the rest of it. So a good sense of humor can help, too. But so you do have building blocks for positive aging. Are those the four A's you're mentioning, or did you have others in addition to those?
Oh, no. The building blocks, the most important one is your spirit. I call it the power of me. We're more than our physical body. 80% of people in this world believe that they have some type of a spirit or soul. Well, if you actually believe it, then as your physical body is declining, you need to strengthen your spirit. Don't spend time thinking about, oh, I can't play tennis anymore because my knees broke, or I'm having trouble hearing. If your hearing breaks, wear a hearing aid. If your knees break, use a walker. But it's your spirit. If you can strengthen your spiritual side, you will be able to look at any mark of aging as an inconvenience. So the spirit is your first building block for positive aging. Then living in the present moment, which a lot of us are doing now, that seems to be the, meditating and living in the present moment. We call that mindfulness. And that's very, very critical for all baby boomers that are aging, because you've got to live in the present moment. You can't look back in the past on how you were young and able to run a marathon. And you can't look forward thinking, oh, I'm going to age and grow old. You need to live in that present moment and enjoy every moment. And then the third building block is positivity. You got to stay positive, and you have to practice staying positive, because most of our thoughts are negative thoughts, which is amazing. But you can train yourself to have positive thoughts that start to dominate your negative thoughts. And then the four A's is the other building block. And then we have the power of us, which is social support. As you age, and I can talk with all baby boomers, we need to stay social. We're social animals. And, you may lose a spouse at some point as you continue to age, but that doesn't mean you lose your social interaction. You need to continually make friends, establish great relationships with your family members. And then the final building block is balancing. You've got to rebalance your life continually, or you will have a lot of stress and anxiety and sometimes depression. So you've got to tweak your life as you go through this roller coaster of aging. Your expectations, your lifestyle, your social interactions, your priorities all need to be rebalanced continually. You need to be aware of balancing these parts of your life as you continue in your senior years. So those are the building blocks for any positive aging practice that I would recommend very highly for everyone.
And David, one of the things I think that you're bringing up too is being more conscious, again, you know, of our thoughts, of living in the present, of rebalancing our lives, and just being more aware. And that's a gift of age, is that we have more time to be more, I know I was going to say reflective, but we don't want to live in the past, but in other words, more self-aware. But can you give us an example maybe of continually rebalancing our lives as we get older?
Well, an easy one is, and this has happened to me, if I eat an Italian meal, you know, spaghetti and a lot of meat sauce and maybe, you know, lasagna or whatever, sometimes my stomach may make a little more noise than my coffee maker. Well, if that happens, if that happens, it's time to change your diet. You've got to, you know, adjust to your age. Maybe you can't have that three slices of pizza anymore because you get acid reflux. So that's an example of changing your life, tweaking your life, and rebalancing it. Now, obviously, there is some serious rebalancing that needs to happen. For me, it was cancer. I got cancer. I have post-surgery problems. I have to sleep on a 45-degree angle in my bed now because I, you know, don't have that flap in my stomach to hold back the bile. So we all go through rebalancing. For people that lose their mobility, tennis anymore, take up golf. If you can't play golf, maybe you can just walk 5,000 steps a day. So we all need to rebalance. The most important rebalancing is our expectations. We don't want to have expectations. It would be great if we could have zero expectations and just have a world of possibilities. That's how baby boomers should be looking at their lives going forward. Vision it as a series of possibilities. It's possible to do this. It's possible to do that. But if you expect to do this, you may get disappointed. And we don't want disappointment. We want to have joy in our lives.
Oh, David, I got truth chills up the back of my spine on that one. And this book is filled with those kind of gems. You really, I know you had a very successful career prior to your cancer experience, but boy, you reframed your life and really produced a book that a lot of us can again, really turn to again and again. I've already read it at least once and 1.5 times. I'm ready to go back in and pick out some of those gems. Also, before we leave, I want everybody to know about your nonprofit organization, United We Age. Tell us a little bit about that and how people can access that.
Well, United We Age, right now it's a local nonprofit, 501c3. It's in Florida. UnitedWeAge.org is the website. And we have what we call the Friends for Seniors program. And what we do is, especially seniors that are living in life care centers, where they're, you know, 50% of seniors living in these life care centers don't have family or friends. We have an alone crisis in the senior population, and that's going to get even worse over the next 20 years because a lot of baby boomers don't have children. And even if they have children, their children may live 1,000 miles away. So that we have a lot of aging boomers that are going to be alone. And what we do is we visit them because they don't have friends and family. And on their birthday, we give them birthday gifts. On Christmas and holidays, we give them holiday gifts. And, you know, some of them look at me and they say, you know, You're really making me feel like I'm alive when you come visit.
Oh, David.
And it's heartbreaking. But that's what we do. And the big ideas that United We Age has is not just the Friends for Seniors, but we're looking to eventually help rebrand aging, because this forever young society is looking at youth as beautiful and old as frail and ugly, and we want to change that. Wrinkles aren't ugly. Wrinkles reflect a wonderful life, and we need to rebrand older people, what older people are. And I think the generation to do that are the baby boomers, because we've done so much in our years, starting in the 1960s and going forward, that if any generation is going to change and rebrand seniors, it's going to be the baby boomers.
Yay, David. Well, that is music to my ears. That is truly music to my ears. And now please do let our listeners know, again, where they can go, the website for United We Age, and also where they can find this fabulous book that I truly believe belongs on everyone's nightstand.
Well, thank you so much. It's unitedweage.org. And the book, The Power of Positive Aging, is sold everywhere where they sell books. A lot of people go on to Amazon.com to buy it, and appreciate it very much. I really enjoyed our conversation.
Well, me too, David. And just one last thing. Again, you ended on such a high note about, yay, boomers transforming what aging is like in this country and beyond the borders of our land. I like that, David. But any final thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Stay positive. Have attitude. That's what aging is all about when we get into our senior years. We're going to face obstacles. That's inevitable. But we've overcome obstacles our whole life. And our senior years are meant to enjoy. We need to have joyful senior years, and we need to age gracefully. And that takes, to me, the extraordinary power of positive aging. And if I can popularize the practice of positive aging and get people to start practicing positive aging, I've done my job.
Well, you certainly have done your job here today, David. I was looking forward to this conversation, and it has exceeded my already high expectations. Thank you so much.
I thank you so much, too. Everybody, stay well.
Yes, well, that's a great way to end this. And while you're staying well, I urge everyone out there, please check out the website, unitedweage.org, and David's book, The Power of Positive Aging. And then again, that wonderful subtitle, Successfully Coping with the Inconveniences of Aging. Both of these resources are going to give you a wealth of critical information, a lot of motivation, more of those gems you heard on today's show, and they might just help you re-energize your dreams for a positive future ahead. Not expectations, but possibilities. In the meantime, this is Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio. Saying I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.